See, what people don't know is that I've been putting in work since birth, you know what I'm saying? When I was little, they used to call me Shorty. And by the time I was 15, they called me Shoddy. Cause that's what I use. I'll be the last one on this night and the first one in the morning. I never slept. I was out there making money. That's what ruled my motherfucking life. My name is Dominic Panilius Young, and I go by the street name Dom P.
So, okay, you're an actual demon. So what can you do for me then, now that we're communicating with each other right now? Well?
I'm thinking. Okay. Step outside.
Step outside where? My room or the building in general?
Just the room.
I have this strange feeling that this trick is gonna be pretty mundane then.
Just do as I say.
Okay. Alright. What is this? An ominous brass vessel.
Look inside.
Maybe I should look inside. Okay. Welcome to Abstract Motif Radio and Podcast. This is your host, Paul E. Some of you may remember me from my former podcast, Pillow Talk Radio. This is a new project for me that's going to be somewhat similar, except it's going to have a relatively different vibe to it. But either way, I'm excited for you to listen. More about Hood Realm. So I didn't really know what I was getting into when I opened that vessel, but I've got to say, once you get past the initial shock and trauma, the people there aren't bad. And I must say that Don P knows quite a few people there, and he made my stay a very welcome one. So that being said, I've been off the podcast game for, what's it been now? Since late November, mid-November, maybe even, no, early November. So a lot has gone on since then. Adventures have been had, but I'm definitely happy to be back making music, be back podcasting, and ideally entertaining you listeners. So that being said, what did the hiatus consist of? Well, it consisted of, first off, my birthday, the celebration of my birth. It consisted of traveling, music making, and reconnecting with old friends. And so, to kick that off, let's start off with my birthday. So I turned 32 on November 5th, 2018. Which is roughly almost 2 months ago. I had mentioned that I would have a birthday podcast, but I just did not get around to it. I was busy with work, busy with planning a trip, busy with lots of stuff, the gym and all that. And I must say that being 32 is, like a lot of people would probably tell you, is not much different from most other ages I've had after 16 or 17 years. It seems to all blend together after that. You know, there's probably some sort of spectrum of maturity that you experience, but I wouldn't say I've matured. I've definitely experienced a lot and have grown a lot, but I wouldn't say that I'm not some sort of weird kid at heart. So it's been cool, you know. I don't think I did much for my birthday. I think it was just hanging out with family. Maybe had a beer or two with friends. So that's that. But of course, there's a lot going on. Currently, I'm doing somewhat of a social media cleanse right now. And I realize it's definitely kind of a virus getting too sucked up into that thing. You know, like, it really is narcissism fuel for a lot of individuals. And I'd say that my few days away have been definitely a period of solace and recollection, of reflection, and it's definitely enabled me to have more time to really get down to brass tacks and make this podcast. So one thing I'd like to touch on is one of the reasons why I had such a long time away from the microphone. I was in Europe for almost 2 weeks with a good friend of mine. You've heard him before if you heard my last podcast. Christopher Sky, or as I know him, Christopher Garcia. I was on a bit of a vacation alongside of his tour, and I have to say is really fun. And maybe he'll be back to tell his side of the story, which was maybe not so fun. But I ended up hitting, what was it? I started off in London, and then I was there for 2 days with Chris. Then head up to Scotland, where we departed from each other. Spent a night in Edinburgh, then I went the next day to Glasgow, and then I left from there. There's a lot of little idiosyncrasies that I guess you could call them traveling idiosyncrasies that weren't so pleasant along the way, but that's for another time. Left Glasgow to Berlin, stayed there for a couple days, then went to Bordeaux, and then went to, what was it? Finished off in Copenhagen for the remaining 3 or 4 days, I believe, and saw some friends there. It was great. And what I didn't realize about that trip was that, okay, so I went along. These cities were selected by Chris. Chris was, this was his tour, and I just hopped along because I thought, hey, you know what? If the prices are good, I'm going to hop on and indulge because, you know, everyone needs a vacation. And I checked the prices before, a couple months before we left, and the one way to London Gatwick was $180, and that's ridiculous. The flight back from Copenhagen was $160 one way. Again, ridiculous. So that was a deal way too good to pass up. And but the funny thing that I don't know if I realize is afterward or during the trip, but aside from Copenhagen, for what I know up until now, is that that was kind of like a little poly heritage trip, from at least on my dad's side. Because on my dad's side, I am English, in fact. My father's mother's maiden name is Mansell, and there's a Mansell Street running right through East London, like City of London proper. We're also Scots-Irish on that side, and those, if I'm not mistaken, are the Scottish that emigrated to Protestant Ireland way, way back when. And I'm also German, 1/8 German. So that covers Berlin. And I'm part French. So that covers Bordeaux. It's Copenhagen, I'm not too sure about. I mean, I do have a definite affinity with the place, but I'm not sure if I'm actually any kind of Scandinavian. But considering that's somewhat of my second home, it's probably considered part of my heritage too. So it was fun. And, you know, I realized that wherever you go, for the most part, there's something that's a specialty there. When you go to, the thing is, I actually consider England, and I suppose by default London, to be one of the musical epicenters of the world. Because if you think about it per capita, they have some of the best musicians and artists, I mean, musical artists. I could think of, like, if I considered my favorite American bands and put them together alongside my favorite UK artists, specifically British, I'd say that maybe there'd be 70% as much UK artists or British artists as there are American artists. And that says a lot for a country with a fraction of our population, but a wealth, a surplus of history. And so I consider London a place that you go to for music and a good time. Loved it. That place is magical to me. And, you know, the Scots, I was so blown away because I had never considered going to Scotland. And then when I went, you know, I tried to keep an open mind. And then I went to a pub and I was befriended by a few different people. You know, like, I didn't know this, but the people that I know that have been to Scotland, they swear by the people. And the people are lovely. So I would go to Scotland for the people. And when you go to Berlin, you go for the bohemian scene. You go for the artistry. You go for the Turkish food. You know, I think Berlin is oddly enough, a sister city to Los Angeles. And it's just kind of like the Turkish, in my opinion, are like the Mexicans of Europe. They use a similar type of shawarma device. I don't know if it's a shawarma device or Durham device. I don't know what it's like the thing that the spin, it spins. It spins the meat, right? And it cooks it. We use the same thing here in LA for Mexican food as they use over there for Turkish food. And I, from what I understand, is a Turkish person introduced it to a Mexican person, and that's why we have that. But you definitely go to Berlin for that, you know. A friend of mine introduced me to a specific type of Turkish food. I was just used to doners up until this point. And I loved it. Fantastic. We'll go again. 10 out of 10 would recommend. And, okay, so I haven't been to France in a long time. And I've been to Paris before, but I'd never really considered going to Bordeaux. And I went and I had a blast. You know, at first I was really put off by the rudeness of people, but I hear it's just that the French are really reserved. So in retrospect, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt for, you know, just coming from a different culture. Still kind of rude, to be honest. But as a usual non-wine drinker, the wine was literally marvelous. So keep that in mind on your next European vacation. If you decide to go to France and you like wine or are even open to wine, make that a part of your list, because you could get local red, white, and rosé pretty much anywhere, and it's just, it's gorgeous. It's a gorgeous beverage. The food's not bad either, so. And after that, it's Copenhagen. I mean, I can get to Copenhagen. I can talk for a while about the Danes. And actually, what you go to Denmark for, what you go to Copenhagen for, is not really the wines, even though you have them from France. You have them from all over. You have amazing wine bars. You have good Turkish food. You have places where you can listen to music. But what you really go to Copenhagen for is the genetics, because they're all really, really beautiful people. And with that, I would like to introduce a song that I actually slated to have on the next episode of this podcast, but I was beside myself with enjoyment. I really hope you enjoy this track that I call 333 by yours truly.
I get the bag, flip it, tumble it.
Have a listen.
I get the bag, flip it, tumble it.
Living
you did. It's one of the first complete songs I've made in over a month, I believe. I have some stuff on reserve. I definitely have one for next week. But yeah, that's 333. And it was a lot of fun to make. So I hope you enjoyed this return of podcast, this introduction to the new formatted podcast. I have been meaning to get some people either back on as guests or as new guests. I'd like to have Joel Georgia, and if he has time and we can get a hold of him, Dave Sprague, on as a special guest again. Be fun to have Chris recount his tale in Europe, because it's definitely one worth listening to. And I would like to invite once again Lenny Dominguez, because I've been wanting him on this podcast for a while, since this is the new edition of my podcast. It's refurbished, renovated, and all that good stuff. Thank you for listening. I'll be back on sometime this month, hopefully keeping to my schedule of weekly podcasts. Thank you for listening, and have a great night. Happy Friday.